Kikal elehei ha'amim elilim. Pause. V'Hashem shamayim asa. For all the gods of people are nothings, but Hashem made the heavens. And of course we have to pause here, because otherwise, chas v'shalom, a person could say, kikal elehei ha'amim elilim v'Hashem, that all the gods of people are nothings and Hashem, implying also nothing. So that's the first thing. You have to punctuate the sentence correctly, as always. What is elilim? So the Ibn Ezra says the root of elil is from al. Al means nothingness. The idea being, of course, that no man-made thing has any inherent intrinsic value. They're just nothingness. V'Hashem shamayim asa. Hashem made the heavens. What's the connection? Why this? Hashem also made the earth. Perhaps the answer is based on the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kechavim, that initially the idolaters worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars. The Rambam explains how they wanted originally to use them as intermediaries to Hashem, and in the end it didn't take long for them to view them as independent entities and to start worshipping them as heavenly celestial bodies. Compared to Hashem, of course, these things are nothingness, because Hashem made them. So of course Hashem surpasses his creations. But the reason why we're referring to Hashem as being Shamayim Asa is because these are the kind of things that people initially worshipped. It's true you do have individuals that worship the earth as well, but it was much more common to worship their heavenly bodies. They're further away. They give us light, they give us warmth. They're more magical, they're more mystical. The earth is something you can touch. The earth is something you can use and harness. In the ancient world, ancient civilizations worshipped the sun. Again, as we're going to Shabbos, Kishesh Yomim, Asa Hashem, Es HaShomayim, Es HaRetz. We use these Ma'iras HaGdolim. It says in Bereishis, they're there to tell us the days, the weeks, the months. We mark the passage of time. We use them, certainly on a weekly basis, to be able to access Shabbos. Sheishis Yom Tavad V'yom HaShvi'i Tishbois. Sheishis Yom Tavad Melacha. 6 days. The sun goes up, the sun goes down 6 times. And then we enter Shabbos. They're nothing in and of themselves. They mark the passage of time in order for us to connect to the creator of the universe. So by using the heavenly spheres, by using the sun especially, that source of light and warmth and life, if you like, that which Hashem chose to sustain us, as a way of marking something much more much deeper, much more profound. Perhaps that's the contrast of Kikal Elehei Ha'amim Elilim. Hashem Shamayim Asa. And therefore we use the sun as a way of marking the days of the week, arriving at Shabbos, where we come to this awareness of Hashem, of the creator of all of this.